Now 15,000 dead. I'm Jack Callahan, Fox News, in the earthquake in Turkey and Syria. But more than 68 hours since the 7.8 magnitude quake struck, the rescues continue. Searchers gently pulling a baby alive from the rubble of a collapsed building in southern Turkey. Secretary of State Antony Blinken says the U.S. has responded quickly.
Across both countries, we've deployed experienced emergency managers, hazardous materials technicians, engineers, logisticians, paramedics, planners, others, along with about 170,000 pounds of specialized tools and equipment.
The U.S. Geological Survey says the quakes caused a rupture in the Earth's surface 185 miles long. In Baltimore, rescue workers pulling two people from the rubble of a building that collapsed Wednesday after being struck by a car. One of those trapped did not survive. Tornadoes have struck Louisiana.
We've seen several trailers either with anywhere from minor damage to extensive damage, metal just twisted up and wrangled.
David Jones of Fox 8 in New Orleans reporting to Tanjaho Parish. Several children were rescued from an overturned home, but they're okay. Eastern Ohio, the all-clear given to residents of East Palestine to go back to their homes 5 days after a train derailment and fire involving toxic chemicals.
The number one goal was public safety, and we accomplished that. Nobody was injured, nobody died, and there was very few injuries from the recovery process so far.
East Palestine's Mayor Trent Conaway, Ohio's Governor Mike DeWine says the railroad will be asked to explain how it happened and how to prevent similar wrecks in the future. Freshman Pennsylvania Senator John Fetterman, who suffered a stroke less than a year ago, is in a Washington, D.C. hospital overnight for observation after feeling lightheaded on Wednesday. His staff says doctors don't believe he suffered another stroke, but they are running more tests as a precaution. America is listening to Fox News.
Okay, quick math. The less your business spends on operations, on multiple systems, on delivering your product or service, the more margin you have and the more money you keep. Obvious. But with higher expenses on materials, employees, distribution, and borrowing, everything costs more. So to reduce costs and headaches, smart businesses are graduating to NetSuite by Oracle. NetSuite is the number one cloud financial system, bringing accounting, financial management, inventory, HR into one platform and one source of truth. With NetSuite, you reduce IT costs because NetSuite lives in the cloud with no hardware required, accessed from anywhere. You cut the cost of maintaining multiple systems because you've got one unified business management suite, and you're improving efficiency by bringing all of your major business processes into one platform, slashing manual tasks and errors. Over 37,000 companies have already made the move, so do the math. See how you'll profit with NetSuite. Backed by popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. Head to netsuite.com/fox. netsuite.com/fox.
Newly released documents shedding more light on the Memphis police activity the night Tyree Nichols was beaten.
Documents released Tuesday by the Tennessee Peace Officers Standards and Training Commission show former Memphis officer Demetrius Haley never explained the traffic stop that eventually led to the death of Tyree Nichols. Those documents also say Haley took photographs of Nichols after he had been beaten by police, then sent the photos to other officers. Five cops, including Haley, were fired and faced murder charges after Nichols died. Another officer was fired and still another suspended. And officials say another six may be disciplined because of the killing. Jill Nato, Fox News.
In Albany, Oregon, police say they had to shoot and kill a man when he pointed a gun at them Wednesday. The man's family says he was in crisis at the time. In Texas, authorities bust a lab making deadly fentanyl.
Texas DPS and Houston police busting a fentanyl lab masquerading as a car rental business in northwest Houston. Inside, they find 17 pounds of chemicals from China used to make fentanyl, 1 kilo of fake Xanax pills laced with fentanyl, fake oxycodone pills laced with fentanyl, meth-laced Adderall pills, ecstasy pills, 3 pill press machines, pill press dye molds, 3 pistols, and a rifle. 4 suspects were arrested in connection with the lab. They were charged with intent to manufacture and distribute fentanyl, but jail records show They are all out of custody.
Fox's Bill Malusian. Patrick Crucius pleaded guilty Wednesday to federal hate crimes and weapons charges in the attack at the El Paso Walmart in 2019, which prosecutors said was preceded by the gunman posting an online screed that warned of a Hispanic invasion. Texas executed convicted killer John Ballantyne Wednesday evening for the 1998 murders of three teenaged boys. I'm Jack Callahan. This is Fox News.
Okay, quick math. The less your business spends on operations, on multiple systems, on delivering your product or service, the more margin you have and the more money you keep. Obvious. But with higher expenses on materials, employees, distribution, and borrowing, everything costs more. So to reduce costs and headaches, smart businesses are graduating to NetSuite by Oracle. NetSuite is the number one cloud financial system, bringing accounting, financial management, inventory, HR into one platform and one source of truth. With NetSuite, you reduce IT costs because NetSuite lives in the cloud with no hardware required, accessed from anywhere. You cut the cost of maintaining multiple systems because you've got one unified business management suite, and you're improving efficiency by bringing all of your major business processes into one platform, slashing manual tasks and errors. Over 37,000 companies have already made the move, so do the math. See how you'll profit with NetSuite. Backed by popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. Head to netsuite.com/fox. netsuite.com/fox.